My name is Munip Nana, and I shall be taking you through Aspen Pharmacare. Just touching on the microenvironment, the global healthcare sector has been struggling. Aside from Eli Lilly, most of these pharmaceutical companies are trying to ride the wave of the weight loss drug as well as the obesity drugs. The healthcare sector is a very highly regulated industry. For example, in South Africa, we have the single exit pricing model, which essentially means that it limits the pharmaceutical companies in South Africa to increase their pricing. In China, we have volume-based procurement, which simply means that it forces pharmaceutical companies to lower their pricing through bulk government purchasing. In Australia, we have something quite similar. Then just on, most of these patents expire post 2026, which essentially means that there is a room for threat in the market. So we will hopefully see post 26 how this market changes. And then just on the valuation basis, we have upside of 15%, trading at a 1-year forward PE of 12 times, which is above its 5-year average. Based on the, in fact, in February 2025, Aspen released the first half of FY25 results. The total sales increased by 4% to 21.9 billion, up 9% when adjusted for currency. The earnings per share increased by 3%. This was impacted by higher restructuring costs. Then the gross profit increased by 12% to 10.4 billion. In terms of our recommendation, we do have a buy. Then in fact, yesterday on the most recent news, the FDA issued a warning letter to Aspen, in which a number of regulations has been violated. Once these regulations are attended to, then Aspen may proceed to continue their production to the US market. It's important to note that this FDA warning letter has been issued on the 24th of February 2025. However, they have released this letter yesterday.